بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The question is, كم مراتب دين الإسلام؟ What are the ranks of Islam? What are the ranks of Islam? The answer is, there are three. Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. And each one of them, if, is used in the general sense, then it comprises the entire religion. And we will, each one of them will be explained as to what it means. But remember this point of benefit, that if any one of them is mentioned in a general context, then it comprises the entire religion of Islam. So first, what is the meaning of Islam? This is the next question, or question 13. What is the meaning of Islam? Means al-istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed, perfect submission to Allah in tawheed, meaning singling Him alone in worship. Wal-inqiyadu lahu bit-ta'a, and yielding to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in obedience. وَالْخُلُوصُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ, and disassociation from shirk. Can someone type the definition of Islam now? Because this is the comprehensive meaning of the of Islam, and it's the true meaning of Islam. The Arabic definition is الْإِسْتِسْلَامُ لِلَّهِ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ والانقياد له بالطاعة والخلوص من الشرك. Perfect submission to Allah in tawheed, in singling Him alone in worship, yielding to Him in obedience, and disassociation from shirk. And the evidences are replete. Take for example the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa 4:125. قال الله تعالى وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ. And who can be better in religion than one who submits himself or his face to Allah. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Luqman 31:22. وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. And whoever submits his face to Allah, meaning worships Allah alone with sincere faith, while he is a muhsin, good doer, doing good deeds totally for Allah's sake, then he has grasped the most trustworthy handhold. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hajj 22:34, فإلهكم إله واحد فله أسلموا وبشر المخبتين. Your ilah is one ilah, one God, so you must submit to Him alone in Islam. And give glad tidings to the mukhbitin, meaning those who obey Allah with humility and humble from among the true believers, and are humble from the true believers in tawheed. The next question. What's the proof or evidence that when the word Islam is used in the general sense, it comprises the entire religion. What is the proof that when the term Islam is used in the general sense, it comprises the entire religion? The proof is in the saying of Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Imran 3:19, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Truly the religion with Allah is Islam. And in the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَأَ. Islam began as a stranger, or began in strangeness, and it will end as it started in being strange. And this hadith is reported by Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Umar and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhum. The next question is, ما الدليل على تعريفه بالأركان الخمسة عند التفصيل? What is the evidence that the word Islam, when particularized, it signifies the five pillars? What is the evidence for that? The evidence is in the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, when Jibreel alayhi salam asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam concerning Islam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam said, al-islamu an tashhada an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan rasulullah wa tuqima as-salah wa tu'ti az-zakah wa tasuma ramadan وَتَحُجَّ الْبَيْتَ إِنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. He answered, Islam to mean the five pillars. He said, Islam is to testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the Allah's messenger, and establish the salah, and give the annual zakah, and fast the month of Ramadan, and perform the hajj if capable. Also in the hadith, which is agreed upon from the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, Bunya al-Islam ala khams. Islam is founded upon five, meaning five pillars. The next question. And it's important here to remember now the definition of Islam as came by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the detailed manner. And remember the definition which came earlier. If the term Islam comes in the general sense, if it comes in the general context, then it refers to the entire religion. Okay. The next question. What is the status or importance of the ash-shahadatayn, the two testimonies in Islam? The answer is, no one enters the fold of Islam except by them. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Nur, Chapter 24, verse 62. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله. The true believers are only those who believe in Allah and His Messenger. And in the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, I have been commanded to fight the people until they testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's slave and messenger. and of course other evidences. Next question. What's the evidence of shahadat an la ilaha illallah? What's the evidence? What is the proof of the testimony that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah? Is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al Imran, chapter 3, verse 18. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. Allah bears witness that لا إله إلا هو, that none has the right to be worshipped but He, and the angels and those having knowledge also give witness. And also in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Muhammad, verse 19. فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And know that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. And in Surah Al Imran, verse 62. وَمَا مِنْ إِلَهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. And other verses. The next question, what is the evidence of the testification or testimony that, or what is the meaning rather of the testimony that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah? It means negating that any one and or anything besides Allah deserves to be worshipped, and affirming it to Allah Azza wa Jal alone, without partners, setting partners with Him in worship. Just as there is no partner to Allah in His kingdom and dominion. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hajj 22:62, ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه هو الباطل وأن الله هو العلي الكبير. That is because Allah is the truth, meaning He is the only true God, and that they, the polytheists, invoke besides Him, what they invoke besides Him, it is batil, falsehood. And verily He, Allah, is the Most High, the Most Great. These are the questions intended for this session. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam al-tasleema kathira.